Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Pat Flynn, and welcome to episode 50. Episode 50. We're halfway to 100, which is awesome. Over 500,000 downloads. This is just amazing. I can't thank you guys enough. Again, the show is powered by you, and I'm here for you. I'm here to help answer your online business questions 5 days a week. I also want to thank this episode's sponsor, which is FreshBooks. If you go to getfreshbooks.com and put Ask Pat in the How'd You Hear About Us section, you can get a 60-day, that's 2 months, extended free trial to use FreshBooks for all your accounting needs, bookkeeping, and all that good stuff, invoicing. It's just such an important part of business that we don't realize we have to do when we get started. And I only wish I had gotten started with FreshBooks sooner. So now let's get on to today's question from John Dennis, which is about something that a lot of us can do more of, and that is split testing. And these are specifically about the tools. So here's John Dennis.
Hey, Pat, what's up? It's John Dennis from the Smart Time Online podcast at smarttimeonline.com. And I have a question about split testing. I want to know, what tools for split testing are you finding most useful for your website and why? Thank you so much for all that you do and for the opportunity to pick your brain. Take care, man.
John Dennis, thank you so much for your question. And like I said just a moment ago, split testing is something that is crucial to our businesses and to understanding what's happening and what is best suited for us and our audience. But we don't do it. We don't do it for some reason. And I think it's because it's complicated. I mean, how do we split test? And for those of you who don't understand what that is, it's essentially split testing, or A-B testing, as they call it, is when you drive half your traffic to one version of a website and the other half of your traffic to the other version of the website. So version A, version B, and you'll be able to see, based on tracking and conversions, which one works best. And that it's such a powerful thing, because then you could take that one that works best and you know that that's better, or you're doing it better and you're maximizing the conversions on your website. A lot of people talk about driving traffic and SEO and doing these things to bring people onto our websites, but we don't focus enough on what happens when people get to our websites. And when you can understand what converts better, you're going to make more money. You're going to build your email list faster and those sorts of things. So what tools do we use? Well, I'm experimenting actually with a lot of different tools that use split testing and a lot of specific tools that are built or meant to be used to split test your site. The first one I ever used isn't around anymore, and that is Google Website Optimizer. I used it to understand that the sales page on my website at greenexamacademy.com is the best one. And it's funny, because if you go to greenexamacademy.com and go to my sales page, it looks terrible. It is disgusting. There's sidebars. It goes against all the rules of what makes a good sales page. But the numbers don't lie. I tested it against several other versions, one that looked like Amazon, one that was that, you know, you see these crazy long, super, super lengthy sales pages with testimonials and all this stuff. No, they didn't work as well as that original one I put up, which is what you see there. Still, it has converted the best, and there would be no way for me to know that unless I had tested. And so I'm glad I did. And that was using a tool called Google Website Optimizer, which, like I said, isn't around anymore, but it sort of is folded into Google Analytics. And it's free. You have free access to it. It's a little bit complicated, but there are ways and tutorials on YouTube and on Google where you can understand how to quickly use it. What you'll need is you will need a page that you want to test, variables on that page. And when you test, you really want to just test one thing only. So you know that that's the one thing that works better. If once you start testing five or six things against another version that has five or six different things, you're not going to know if it's one of the things or all of the things that made those conversions higher and or lower. And so it's important to test one thing at a time, split A versus B, one variable. And you'll also need some sort of thank you page or a page at the end where people can arrive on, because that's the way it works technically. People arrive to your site, and once you put these tools on your site, half the traffic goes to version A, half goes to version B. But they end up in the same place, which is typically a thank you page, or perhaps it's a billing page or something like that. And that's a page you'll have to set up in these different tools. And that's how you know which one converts best. So that is what used to be known as Google Website Optimizer, which is now known as, I believe, Content Experiments. So when you're in Google Analytics, look at Content Experiments and you'll figure out or you can learn how to get that all set up. Now, there are some specific tools out there, third-party tools that are built just for split testing traffic that comes to your site and the different variables that you put on different pages. And there's two tools out there that I've been experimenting with, and both are great, and I'm still trying to decide which one is best. But if you check out Visual Website Optimizer, visualwebsiteoptimizer.com or optimizely.com, optimizely, optimizely. .com. Both are great third-party split testing tools. It's literally technology that can change your business and you're testing things and seeing what works best. I highly recommend getting involved with one of those three previous tools that I just mentioned. If you don't, you're leaving money, you're leaving subscribers, you're leaving results on the table. It's just plain and simple. That's what you're doing if you're not split testing. You should always be split testing something to improve your site. Now, there's other tools out there which do something specific but also have split testing involved, and that's what I've been using more of lately. For example, there's a tool called Hello Bar, which puts a nice little bar at the top of your site, and you can split test different variables of a Hello Bar. So if actually I'm testing this right now, if you go to greenexamacademy.com, you might see one at the top of the page, and you might be seeing version A or you might be seeing version B. You don't know as the visitor, but I know in my analytics and the back end of Hello Bar, which will tell me. And Hello Bar is really cool. It's free. If you go to hellobar.com, it's by Neil Patel. It's a great little tool you can use to sort of increase either conversions into a product or conversions into your email list. So check that out. And again, that has built-in split testing. Another thing that has built-in split testing is a tool called Lead Pages. I'm an advisor for Lead Pages, which is co-founded by my good buddy Clay Collins. Again, that's leadpages.net. Check it out. It's amazing. What it does is it allows you to build these incredibly beautiful landing pages for collecting email addresses or a number of other different things, webinar pages, all types of pages, any type of landing page you could think of. There's templates there, make it incredibly easy to customize and create, and you can split test. So you can create two landing pages. For example, if I were to say go to ebooksthesmartway.com, that can go to the page where I promote that free ebook to get people into my email list. And I can have two different versions of that landing page, which is created by leadpages.net. So again, you can go to leadpages.net and check that out. It has split testing built in. So those are the tools that are really helpful and I've been using lately that involve split testing. So in Google Analytics, you have your Content Experiments, you have Visual Website Optimizer, Optimizely, Hello Bar, which is that tool at the top of the site that I mentioned earlier, and also leadpages.net. So check any of those out. You should always be split testing something. And John Dennis, this is a great question. Thank you so much, because this is really important. And I think people need to realize that, again, if they're not split testing something, you are not doing the best you can to make your website the best it can. So, John, thank you so much for your question. An Ask Pat t-shirt is headed your way. Thank you for those of you listening. If you'd like a question answered here on the show or potentially answered on the show, you can head on over to askpat.com and you could potentially win a t-shirt as well. So thank you so much. And to end the episode, as always, I want to reiterate our sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com. Again, the link for that is getfreshbooks.com and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. I mean, hunting through receipts and invoices and all that stuff. I mean, this software makes it so easy to deal with all the accounting needs of your business. FreshBooks.com. That's getfreshbooks.com and then put in Ask Pat. Thank you so much for that. And the quote of the day I want to leave you with is from Neil Patel himself. And he says, if you don't have enough conversions on each variable, you shouldn't stop the test. My rule of thumb is each variation should have at least 100 conversions and the test should run for at least 2 weeks. Now, it's not like an inspirational quote from Neil, but that's a very, very important rule of thumb from Neil as far as when you do split testing. Because I know a question out there is, well, okay, well, how long do I split test something for? I have variation A and variation B. How long should I go till I find out which one is better? And again, these tools will tell you which version is better, but you want to give it some time. So whether maybe 2 weeks or 100 conversions, so you can understand really what's working and what's not. Thank you so much for listening to Ask Pat, and I'll see you in the next episode. Peace. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.